Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ramadan should make us happy. It's a month in which the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down in a way that it doesn't come down at other times of the year. The smallest good deed that we do is multiplied many times over, not because of how good we are, but because of how kind and merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Ramadan is a reminder of who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And when we remember that, it's something that should make us happy. I want us to carry this happiness through Ramadan, outside of Ramadan. Sometimes we imagine that in order for our Ramadan to be accepted, we need to make some kind of a big change, and that we need to carry this change over post-Ramadan. Well, I'll confess to you, I haven't made much of a change. The way that I was before Ramadan, that's the way that I am after Ramadan. But I hope that through the mercy, through the generosity of my Lord, my sins, my shortcomings will be covered over. Because no matter how bad I am, no matter how bad you are, the goodness of God is infinitely greater. And that's what Ramadan is about. So as we go into this month after Ramadan, as we finish up these last days of Ramadan, let's remember who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Ramadan comes to an end, but the Lord of Ramadan does not come to an end. Ramadan finishes, but the mercy of the Lord of Ramadan does not finish. That's why every single verse of the Qur'an, every single surah of the Qur'an, except one, begins with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the most merciful, the most compassionate. Sayyidah Aisha, she asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if I find Laylatul Qadr, what should I say? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught her to say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. O Allah, you are most forgiving. You erase sins. You love to erase sins. So erase all of my sins. Erase all of my shortcomings. Overcome all of my shortcomings. This is a very interesting dua, very interesting statement. Because in this statement is not about how bad we are. It's about how good Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. When we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, it's not about how bad I am, how low I am, how wretched I am. It's about how wonderful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, how kind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And that should make us happy. I'm reminded on these final days of Ramadan, on the eve of Eid, of a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the scholars, they call Hadithul Bitaqa. This hadith is about a man who will come on the Day of Judgment and his actions will be weighed. And he'll have book upon book upon book upon book of bad deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, is this right? Did the angels who were writing down your bad deeds, did they wrong you? And he'll say no. He'll admit that it's all right, that he did all of these things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him, do you have any excuse? Do you have anything to put forward? And he'll say no. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, indeed you do. And there'll be a tiny piece of paper called a bitaqa. That's why this hadith is called Hadith al-Bitaqa. And on that tiny piece of paper will be written, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And that tiny piece of paper will outweigh all of these books and books and books of bad deeds. This is a wonderful hadith. It should make us all happy. It should make us all rejoice in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our religion should make us happy. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to make us happy. Ramadan was a reminder of how we can be happy. We have a Lord whose mercy we should rejoice in. Ramadan is over. Our Lord is still there. Let's be happy.